Stockbridge-Munsee Tribal Chairwoman Kim Veely was the tribal attorney in the 1980s when the federal government proposed building a nuclear waste depository near the Wolf River in northeastern Wisconsin. Veely has advice to tribes in the proposed iron ore open pit mining area.
They need to be assertive in protecting those values because nobody's going to do it for them.
Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins doesn't plan to be a wallflower. He says the proposed mine could pollute the reservation's underground water aquifer and wild rice beds on Lake Superior.
There ain't enough money in the world for me to sacrifice that or to even risk it. When you talk about how important and how inherently critical and precious that resource is, it's that simple.
Just a week after his State of the Tribes speech asking for state cooperation, mining company officials and the Department of Natural Resources toured an area near Bad River where exploratory drilling will take place. Although state regulations don't require tribal input for that, Wiggins says they should have been included.
One of my greatest fears is that legislatively, behind the scenes, maybe in something other than the light of day, there are maneuvers that erode permitting processes, maneuvers that erode environmental regulatory processes, and ultimately maneuvers that attempt to fast-track some of these mining initiatives.
Wiggins has sent a letter to the DNR protesting this exclusion. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.